When a Milwaukee woman named Ernestine stepped down 5 years ago from her job as a bank vice president, she began to map out some fun and relaxing projects. One of them is using the internet to do genealogical research. Today, she and her daughter, LaTanya, are looking up details about Ernestine's grandfather.
Here we go. For the 1860 census, there's Frank Cobbs in Alabama. Born in 1867.
67 or
68.
Mm-hmm. Ernestine also fits in some traveling, but she hasn't really retired. Not long after quitting the bank, the stock market started to slump, and now, even though she has Social Security, two pension checks, and health insurance that supplements Medicare, the 67-year-old Ernestine works 20 hours a week as a home health care aide. She says she has bills to pay.
The steady rise in the hospital insurance, the medical, that kept going, you know, that's still going high. You know, each year you look at it and they send you information, it's always higher than it was the previous year or so. Those are things as well as medication rising, too. I have asthma, so that takes medication.
Ernestine says she actually loves having more to do and likes interacting with her home healthcare clients, who only need cooking or light housework help and not nursing assistance. Ernestine isn't the only, quote, retiree with multiple reasons for going back into the workforce.
Presently, I'm dishing up two half orders of appetizers for this lady and see that she gets her coupons. Just hang on a second.
77-year-old Bill works as a deli clerk at a suburban Milwaukee grocery store. He started this part-time job 5 years ago after a long career in social work. Bill's main source of income is Social Security. He doesn't have a pension, so he says the grocery job provides a little extra money and some needed health insurance. Though he had heart surgery last July, Bill says he enjoys being with people and has no plans to retire again.
I'm not putting any time limit on it. I feel that as long as my health is good and I have the energy, that I'll continue to do something.
Bill stresses that he's okay financially. But through his activism in the American Association of Retired Persons, he says he often meets with seniors who are less well off. About 20% of seniors have Social Security as their sole income source, and millions of people never had a job that offered a pension. Milwaukee financial planner Mike Arnau says another category of financially troubled near or recent retirees is those who spent too much money.
We have a lot of people who are like on a bullet train to a brick wall, because since, let's say, from 1946 to about 1972, we used to save 10% of our income for retirement. That number is under 2% now. And what we've replaced it with is a lot of debt. And people have been borrowing from 401k plans, home equity loans, and credit cards to finance lifestyle.
Arnau says other prospective retirees are in a financial jam because their employers laid them off, raised health care premiums, or watered down their pension plan. He says when making a retirement forecast, count on a pension that's only 85% of current projections.
Make an assumption that that pension is going to need an adjustment, because we're out of the world of the 20% per year increases in the investment accounts.
The pension issue is so controversial that groups like AARP are pushing Congress to make changes. Claire Hushbeck is an AARP economist. She says a few years ago, a lot of firms cut salaries and promised workers larger pensions in return. Now the companies are dumping their pension obligations onto the financially strapped Federal Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation.
It doesn't sit well with the American public to see this kind of thing going on, especially when most people do not even have a pension, and yet they might be on the line to pay off some of these pension obligations through their taxpayer dollars.
The financial worries of those at retirement age are not lost on their adult children. Ernestine's daughter, 49-year-old LaTanya, went in with her mom to buy the duplex where they live.
Well, in some ways I feel pressured because we bought this house together, and knowing that she's older now, I'm getting older, and it's like, okay, you know, have to keep this on the forefront.
But LaTanya also confesses to a little bit of jealousy when she leaves in the morning to get to her job on time and sees her mom moving at a more leisurely pace. Despite the uncertainties of what constitutes retirement these days, it remains a goal for many people. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.